caught their oar pieces calling in the bonds of love we meet for the world anew.
Welcome to Muffin Talk.
Kia ora and welcome to Muffin Talk. Muffin Talk is a weekly radio program that is brought to you by Titi Pounamu, Study and Joy. Once a week, I invite guests to talk about their work and their passion for issues on community programs, social justice, Bible studies, the Catholic Church, or interfaith work. My name is Beate Mattis, and I welcome you to today's program, in which we will focus on interfaith work. In this context, I have invited Tom McGuire to a Zoom recording for a broadcast. Tom, a very warm welcome, and hi to our radio program.
Kia ora, Beate, and thank you very much for having me.
Tom McGuire is a primary school teacher at St. Paul's School, Massey, on Auckland's North Shore, and he's supporting the Religious Diversity Centre, Aotearoa, New Zealand, in setting up a national youth council. The Religious Diversity Centre is a national centre of excellence, education and research dedicated to fostering the understanding and celebration of religious diversity in Aotearoa. Tom, you are a school teacher in a Catholic primary school. How did you get involved in the religious diversity and in interfaith work?
Well, it goes back a while. I've always had a strong interest in different religions. And this interest led me to study the philosophy of religion and theology from a number of different traditions, and also to practice meditation from the age of 16. And I've practiced meditation in different religious or spiritual contexts, so Buddhist, Hindu, Islamic, and Christian meditation. And this led me to believe or to feel that there are experiences which are available to people of many different religions using some common practices, of which meditation is one.
What Father Peter Murphy has been doing in Babakura some years ago. He was telling us about, he came for a radio interview and he talked about meditation, Christian meditation for children. Do you practice it with the children too?
Yeah, I was just going to say that in my current workplace, we do Christian meditation. So that's a weekly practice, which allows everyone to, get into that place of stillness. And it's a really nice opportunity just to focus, come together, and be still.
That's wonderful. So, yeah, that's great. The connection with meditation and interfaith, and to see how many similarities we have. This fits also very well in the area of concern on which Pope Francis has focused his latest encyclical, Fratelli Tutti. We are all brothers and sisters. And Pope Francis refers to the life of St. Francis of Assisi, where he said that St. Francis of Assisi, quote, shows his openness of heart, which knew no bounds and transcendent differences of origin, nationality, color, or religion, end of quote. Tom, this is very much the starting point of the initiative that you are currently promoting among young people, a youth council for and of young people of diverse backgrounds in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Can you tell us more about this idea?
Yes, so the Youth Interfaith Council, Youth Leadership Council, which is an interfaith initiative, it's really part of, it's an outreach of the work that the Religious Diversity Centre is doing. But it has more of a youth focus, so it's really looking at 16 to 35 and people who may or may not already be involved in interfaith, or they just have an interest in religious understanding and bringing together people of different faiths, interacting with people of different faiths. So this idea came about, the idea has been around for a while, but now we've kind of, got the start of it going. So what happened last year is there were some HUIs that brought together young people across different regions to just really listen to them, what it's like being a young person of faith in New Zealand, and what are their challenges or questions or aspirations. So now we're forming a group of young people who want to be part of this initiative, and so it's really exciting because we've got a lot of people coming through with wanting to be part of it. There really is a need for this. And so a little bit about it, it's basically, as I said, open to anyone aged 16 to 35. And really the only requirement aside from that is that you have, you support the idea of religious diversity, which really just means that you support a common understanding that people of different religions can work together, can share in a cooperative way, in a way that brings about understanding. And so
Tom, can you say a little bit about the hui that you mentioned a couple just now, the hui that were done last year or this beginning of this year?
Yeah, so I wasn't part of those hui, but we had some wonderful people that organized them and brought everyone together. So what happened is we invited people to be part of this initiative, to come together and really just have a conversation about what are their aspirations, what do they want, and what is it like to be a young person who is religious in New Zealand. And so from those groups that formed, the network that formed, there came about a real desire for some sort of youth-focused interfaith initiative. And there's already, we already have interfaith groups in New Zealand. So I'll just mention the National Interfaith Network. And you can find out more if you go to interfaith.org.nz. So there's already interfaith in New Zealand, but this is a way of bringing in some more young people who may not be part of that already. Just getting in touch with some wider parts of the community.
But I have to add that there are different interfaith councils in the different regions of New Zealand. So you have the Auckland Interfaith Council, the Dunedin Interfaith Council, and the Wellington Interfaith Council. You have them all over New Zealand. And the Catholics also have the NZCBCIR, which is the New Zealand Catholic Bishops Conference for Interfaith Relations. So there are activities, as you say, but nothing focused specifically on the youth.
Yes, that's right.
And so that's something, that's a gap that you're going to fill with a youth leadership council.
Yes, that's the idea. Yep.
Okay. So the full name of the youth leadership council, it's Youth Leadership Council Ngā Rangatahi o Maramatanga. So does that mean that only leaders of communities or schools can become members?
No, absolutely not. So when we say leadership, it's in a very broad sense. So there's many ways to be a leader. Mm-hmm. You can lead by example. You can lead by inspiring others. And this is a chance for people to grow as leaders in their communities, in their own faith groups, and in their own personal faith. So that's what we mean by leadership.
So this is not necessarily the leader in your class with all, yeah.
That's right.
If you are interested and maybe you become a leader in the interfaith work, but you're not a leader within the school.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no requirement to be a leader already in order to.
And have you experienced that many young people, they might be busy with school and sports and social activities? So how much time would they have to invest to commit themselves to this wonderful work?
Well, we're asking people to be available for 1.5 hours every 6 weeks. So it's not a huge time commitment. And obviously people are, you know, already very busy with different things, study or work. So we don't think it's a massive extra commitment, but it does require a little bit of time to be put aside. And also that those who join the group commit to a tenure of 2 years.
But if you only meet every so and so often, then it's even more important than that the young people commit themselves, because if you then miss a meeting, then you miss several months of a meeting.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously with people being in many different regions of the country, and with travel being difficult at the moment and the whole pandemic situation, it means that some of those group activities will be online.
Mm-hmm. And so there will be meetings maybe now online on Zoom or other platforms. But it doesn't matter what part of the country you come from. It's all over the country. Is that right?
Absolutely. So we're really trying to get a wide regional representation. So not just, people in the main centres, but, you might be in Northland or Southland or Bay of Plenty. But, no matter what region you're in, you can be part of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Pope Francis often refers to human fraternity and social friendships. In which way do you think that the young people can follow in the footsteps of St. Francis of Assisi when they join the Interfaith Youth Council?
Well, it's a really deep question. As you know, the Church says that we're all called to become saints. And, of course, there's many ways to do this. So the Youth Leadership Council is just one of many ways that people can serve their community, grow in their own faith by working with others, and also learning from others. Interfaith doesn't mean that you have to leave your own religion or anything like that. It should be about strengthening your own faith, but also opening up to the experiences of others, to the viewpoints of others, and that way, we can all become stronger. And you mentioned Pope Francis. As you probably know from history, in the 13th century, he went to Egypt and...
Francis of Assisi, not Pope Francis.
St. Francis, of course. He went to Egypt to speak with Sultan Malik al-Kamil. And it was in the context of a big battle. But they had a conversation that they were probably trying to both convert each other to their own religion, but... Actually, if you read the historical accounts of those conversations, they learned something from each other, and they both found some commonalities in each other's religion. So, through interfaith dialogue and through coming together with others, we can learn about others, but also more about ourselves.
And I always think of this quote by, I think it was Wolfgang Goethe who said, "You don't know another language without, if you learn another language, you learn more about your own language." And I think that's the same applies to religion. So when you are in an interfaith environment, people ask you about your religion. And then you think about things that might have sounded very normal to you. And you have no idea maybe why it is like this. And then you go home and do some research, so that you can answer questions about your own faith. So in a way, you are learning more about your own faith when you hear from others what they are doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that with you being in a primary school with a lot of different ethnicities, you will be used to having many different cultures, backgrounds, maybe not different religions because it's a Catholic school. But do you feel that the kids get along very well with each other without any problems?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's always problems when you have groups of people together. But I do feel that that younger people, children, they tend to be a lot more open to others and not as caught up in, difference of ethnicity and skin colour and background. They find it easier to relate to each other as human beings. And so I think we can learn a lot from that. And even in, a religious school environment, I tend to find that they're actually very open to, when you talk about, tolerance towards other faiths, it's very natural for them, to actually have understanding towards someone who has different beliefs than themselves. So I think we can all learn a lot from that.
And I think that's, in a way, it's we're continuing our openness that we have as children by learning about others and meeting with others. And well, Tom, if someone is now interested in exploring interfaith work but doesn't know much about it so far, Can they still become members of the Youth Leadership Council?
Yes, they can. So we're in the initial stages of putting together the group, and we've had a lot of applications so far. But there is still opportunity because we're trying to get even more representation. So, but they'll have to, if any of your listeners are interested, they'd have to kind of get in touch, as soon as possible. The best way is probably to send an email to ylc@rdc.org.nz, which maybe you're able to post that on the
yes, page. I'll put that on the website also. And so YLC for Youth Leadership Council, right?
Yeah, that's right. And also through the Religious Diversity Centre website. And there they can also access more information, have a bit of a read about what is it about, and see if they're interested in getting involved. And it would be great to have if any, I guess a lot of your listeners are Catholic or other Christian, if they, want to get involved, if they feel inspired, please just give it a go. Mm.
And there's more information on the RDC website. So that's www.rdcreligiousdiversitycentre.org.nz. So these are ways where you can find out a little bit more, and I think that's quite important because maybe people are a bit cautious and want to know a little bit more. And I think it's also you would be able to. I think that the students will also learn something before they are actually members. So there will be some training offered. Is that right?
Yeah, so, well, once we've got the group together and the, we've worked through the applications and got the initial group formed, there will be some training. So they'll be able to learn more about that when they've gone through the process. So because of the COVID situation, we're not sure if the training will be in person or online. Mm-hmm. It's looking more and more like things are going the way of, online meetings. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what happens in the coming months.
Yeah. Okay. So, but it's good if they know something already. But if they don't, they are still welcome to join. And so, tell us a little bit more about the actual work of this new youth council, because it's in the process of being established, so we can't look into what has been done. But what are the plans? What do you think?
Okay, so the Youth Leadership Council, its main role is to help the work of the Religious Diversity Centre. So that could involve offering advice and input to RDC initiatives. So the RDC, for those who don't know, has it's very much involved in I guess representing religious people in New Zealand, educational initiatives.
It's especially education, and that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also designing and delivering projects. So that could be educational. It could be other sorts of projects, and supporting the existing interfaith initiatives and networks that are already there. So making those connections, but most importantly. It's about listening to the young people themselves. So it'll really be them setting the direction. So really listening to where they want to go with this project. There's two main types of interfaith activity. And, one is more intellectual, one is more practical. So you've got, dialogue and ideas, kind of work, and then you've got more practical stuff on the ground, which could be service to others, could be all sorts of projects that fulfill a social need, which of course is very much part of the Catholic tradition and many other religious traditions. So it could be a combination of all of those, but it's very much about letting the young people themselves be heard and designing it around them. Rather than coming up with all the ideas first and then kind of telling them what we want them to do.
Okay, so it's a kind of the youth voice of interfaith for New Zealand. Is that right?
Definitely, it's a youth voice, and then listening to and responding to that voice, but doing so in a way that is, very much in tune with a good thing to look at is the religious diversity statement that kind of sets out some important principles that we find in the Human Rights and New Zealand Bill of Rights Act. So we have the right to safety and security, the freedom of religion, conscience and belief, freedom of expression. So all those things are really, really important to religious people. So, what does that look like for youth? How do youth of different religions, work towards and fulfill those really, really important freedoms and rights and aspirations? And I'll just also mention that it's not restricted to religious people. So even if you're atheist or agnostic or feel that you don't fit into a religious box, you're still able to join. And, it's also very open to, Māori spirituality, which has existed for a long, long time before European settlement. So it's, definitely a huge space for that as well.
So it's a communication and fraternity and building up relationships. And that's the main focus of different backgrounds and religions, of course. But if somebody doesn't go to church regularly, that doesn't mean that he or she can't participate in the youth council. So it is about learning about each other. And sometimes we don't even realize how much our religion or our religious upbringing changes us, and how much we are influenced by it. And so even if you think that you're not religious, that might not be a hindrance. And you have an application process. Can you tell us a little bit about, because you're going to choose people of those who've applied, you choose certain people for the council, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So the Religious Diversity Centre has a trust board, and they are very much involved in working through the process of finding the applicants and then confirming who will be on the Youth Leadership Council. So there is a bit of an application process. So what you need to do if you're interested is either go to the website or email the Youth Leadership Council. I'll just mention the email address again, ylc@rdc.org.nz. And there are two things that you need to fill in. One is an application form, and the other is to send your CV. Now, if you're quite young and maybe you don't have a lot of work experience, that's okay. You can put stuff to do with, secondary school or university. That's fine. It's just to get an idea of your skills and experience. And the application form has a few questions. It's not very long, but it will ask you to write a little bit about why you'd like to join and maybe some existing work that you've done in interfaith. If you haven't done any interfaith stuff, if it's all new to you, that's totally fine as well.
So you can just write down, I don't have any experience at this stage, but I'm interested in having more.
Absolutely, and that's great. It's about your attitude and your passion and willingness to learn as much as any experience that you might already have.
So what are the formalities? You have the application. There's you can download the form from the RDC website, but also you contact ylc@rdc.org.nz. That's one way.
Yep.
What else do you have to do in order to apply? So you said you have to be between 16 and 35, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. And also you will need to be resident in New Zealand, so you need to be living in New Zealand. Aside from that, I'd suggest just have a look at the material on the website or send an email if you've got any questions. Now we went through the initial application process already. So what we're doing now is we're just trying to increase representation. So for example, from people of different regions outside of Auckland and Wellington, and just to get a a more diverse voice among the applicants before we move through to the final stage of bringing the group together for its initial 2-year tenure. Mm-hmm.
So the deadline is when? You said as soon as possible?
Yeah, we've sort of passed the initial deadline, but that's okay because we can extend it out a little bit for some people who are really interested. But it would be good to have those applications in within the next week would be ideal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is important. And for more information, as I said, please check out www.rdc.org.nz. You can just put in youth. Then you'll also see a little bit more about youth. There has been at the RDC a webinar with youth last year. And then also when you look at the RDC website, you see many other initiatives. And for example, a statement on climate change that has been prepared with different faith groups. And so there are a lot of activities across the religions. And I think that with joining the youth council, or even if you just express your interest, and I think that will also be important, because then when you get going and have this the first events, and you might be on the mailing list. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So the if you're just interested in learning more about the Religious Diversity Centre, you can get on their mailing list, and you'll hear about all their other initiatives as well. There's a lot going on, and so it's a great thing to be part of.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tom. That was really helpful. I think that we have all learned a lot. And anything else that you'd like to mention to for people who would like to join or who are thinking about joining but haven't made up their mind yet?
Well, I'd say just give it a go if it's something that you sound like that it sounds like you could be interesting to you. And, for those in the audience who may be Catholic, the Second Vatican Council, has had, there's a lot of discussion about how people in the Catholic faith relate to people of other religions. And that also comes from a very long tradition, going back to people like Saint Irenaeus, where, there's a understanding that other people also have access to the divine in many different ways, and this is something that can strengthen your own faith as well. And it's as you say, that openness of heart to others is really something that's universal, as brothers and sisters, as children of God. We all have something to offer.
Yeah, thank you very much. That is wonderful. The document of Vatican II is Nostra Aetate, which was celebrated 50 years, a few years ago. And that gave us, is supposed to motivate us to go out and to reach out to other people, to people of other faiths and of other denominations. So it can be other Christians, but also other faith groups. And as Pope Francis said, we are all one big family. So I think that's important. Thank you very much, Tom. And so please, for the listeners, have a look at rdc.org.nz. And we'll also have a little snippet video that you can then forward to your friends if you would like to maybe apply together. And this radio program was brought to you by Titiponamo, Study and Joy. And if you're interested in knowing more about Titiponamo, Study and Joy, please check out www.studyjoy.nz or send an email at info@studyjoynz.nz. So, and if you have a question about the Interfaith Council, the Interfaith the Youth Leadership Council, or the RDC, I'm also happy to answer some questions or forward it to the right people, like Tom, for anything about the Youth Leadership Council. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you, Biadi. Lovely to speak with you.
All the best. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Out there, oh, peace is calling in the bonds. chance of love we meet, for the world a new day dawning and shining.